Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
Hello again, bastards and wenches. This is King Baby Duck here, and welcome to the fourth part of our Anime Boston 2014 interview series. This is the big one, my friends. At Anime Boston this year, the buzz was all about Jam Project, the five vocalists whom are responsible for some of the biggest anime theme songs ever put to tape. Together, they have sung the theme songs for such anime series as Sergeant Frog, Gravion, Super Robot Wars OG, and Nobunaga the Fool. Separately, they have recorded songs for the shows Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, Kamen no Maid Guy, Yu-Gi-Oh!, Revolutionary Girl Utena, Slayers, and Macross 7, just to name a few. Seriously, just a few of them. In fact, I could actually spend like 10 minutes just listing all the songs they recorded for anime, but I won't do that here. So, other people in the media who are at this interview included Anime Herald, Mighty House Rocks Promotions, Crunchyroll, and Japanator. There was also a camera crew from a Latin American TV station, but sadly, no matter how many times I listened to the recording, I couldn't get the name of it. So, my apologies to those guys. So, let's get right into it with this interview featuring Hironobu Kageyama, Masaki Endo, Hiroshi Kitadane, Masami Okui, and Yoshiki Fukuyama, better known around the world as Jam Project.
It's
hard to really pick and choose one single country because people express their passion in different ways in different places.
例えば台湾の人たちは 日本語をずっと最初から最後まで大声で歌ってます。
For example, in Taiwan, people will actually sing along with us in Japanese from start to finish.
南米の人たちは バラードでも サッカーの試合のようにふわふわふわってやってます。
In Latin America, on the other hand, even in the during our ballad songs, the fans are like cheering on and clapping as if it's a soccer game.
あとね、メキシコで歌ってたら、女性の下着が飛んできて。And
in Mexico, during one of our performances, women's underwear came flying through the crowd to the stage.
そういうのありますね。物が飛んでくる。ブラジルのあそこどこでしたっけ？ヘッドホンとか飛んできたの。俺歌ってた。ヘッドホン飛んできた？ヘッドホンとかTシャツとか飛んできた。あれ何でしたっけ？ ブラジルのあの奥の方ですよね。ブラジルとかもやっぱいろんな物が飛んでくるのがちょっとそれが熱狂的だったら。
One thing that I have to say is I'm surprised that in several different countries, not even just one in particular, many different types of objects come flying at us from the crowd. There was one performance in Brazil, I can't remember exactly which city it was, that we had like headphones and t-shirts thrown at us.
So my question would be, where else do you guys want to perform at? Like what are countries, what are locations?
いっぱいあるよね。いっぱいありますね。
Lots, tons.
あのね、僕去年の春にエジプト行ったんですよ。 で、一応アフリカは初めてだったんで、まだ小さいイベントなんですけど、すごく盛り上がったんですよ。それで、ぜひ、あの、
ジャンプロジェクトで来てくださいって言われて、あ、みんなで行けるなと思ってた後にちょっと政治的なトラブルがすごく続いて、そのチャンスが今ちょっとストップしちゃったんですけど、それがすごく残念で、またこう、政治が安定したら行きたいな、みんなで行きたいなと思ってます。
So actually last spring I had the opportunity to go to Egypt solo and it was my first time in Africa. It was a very small event but everyone was so passionate and they were like, oh please, we'd love to have you bring the entire Jam Project to perform for us. And I was really excited about it too. And then as many of you know, there's a lot of political upheaval and unrest. So the opportunity kind of came and went, which was very disappointing to me. But I'm hoping once the situation stabilizes that maybe we can make that happen.
Has the differences in how often the band members have traveled to the, to America been an impediment or an asset to the band's experience?
まあ、あの、やっぱりアメリカは大きいし、あの、多分イベントの数もすごくいろんなところで多いと思うんですよね。で、やっぱりいろんなところに行ってみたいよね。
行ってみたいですよ。
はい。
We don't see it necessarily as an impediment at all because, of course, America is a huge country and I'm sure there's got to be tons of conventions all the time. So we'd love to still keep coming back to America and playing different places.
How different is your songwriting process when writing for Jam Project compared to when each of you are writing for your own solo works?
まあ、あの、アニメソングってね、やっぱりあの、作品によっていろんなカラーがあるじゃないですか。で、自分たちはまずあの作品を作る前に、監督やプロデューサーと、こうミーティングをするので、まあソロにしてもあのジャンプロジェクトにしても、あのなんかその、監督やプロデューサーが一番なんか喜んでくれるものを作りたいなっていつも思いますよね。
So actually, you know, we're in the business of anime song production and the first and main focus is the work that we're producing this song for, the series or standalone title. And whenever we first are asked to work on something, we meet with the director and the producers, and we have all these meetings to set the color and the tone depending on that original work that we're producing for. And I think that in that sense, it doesn't matter whether we're doing it solo or as the group Jam Project. We always strive to create the best possible work that that fulfills the image that the director and our producers have for that title.
When someone first listens to Jam Project, which song do you think best expresses your sound and says, yes, this is us, this is Jam Project?
どう、福ちゃん。
もう14年もやってるので、もうすごい曲ありますからね。
まあ、あえて
、あえて。
つける。
そうなんだろうな。
なんか分かりやすいといえば、やっぱりあの男女混合で、まあ普通のロックやポップスと違ってすごくあのなんか。コール&レスポンスとかしやすい曲作りになっているので、やっぱりスーパーロボット対戦のスキルとかそういうなんかこう、いろんななんかちょっと変わった仕掛けが多い曲がジャンプロジェクトらしいんじゃないかと思います。
Starting with Mr. Fukuyama's answer. Well, you know guys, we've been doing this for 14 years. We've got tons of songs out there. It's really hard to kind of narrow it down to one or two songs.But on the other hand, in terms of melding and meshing well all five of our voices, both male and female members, I have to say one thing that I feel is very unique to Jam Project that might be more unusual compared to some of the other artists or bands out there is that we have a lot of songs that involve calling and responding, like us singing out to the crowd responding to us, singing back a line. And so,I think that kind of audience interaction songs is what part of what makes us unique and what makes us enjoyable. So in that sense, I would say some of the Super Robot Wars songs, especially Skill, would be a very representative song for us.
Individually, you were pretty much like the voices of several decades of work. Okusan was in so many popular titles like Utena and Slayers. Kageyama-san did everything from Dragon Ball to Shinesman, and so on. What was that moment where you all decided that you wanted to just form one group and work together?
一番最初にジャンプロジェクトができたのは2000年なんですけど、その頃ね、日本で、まあ、アニメのね、オープニングテーマとかエンディングテーマが、そのアニメ用に作られたアニメソングではなく、その時その時にあの人気のある J-POP のアーティストの、まあ、なんかプロモーションの一環として、なんか使われることがすごく増えた時代なんですよね。それで、まあ、自分たちはその前からずっとアニメソングやってたので、なんかこうだんだんその昔からあるアニメソングっていう文化がこのままこうどんどん小さくなっていったらちょっと寂しいなと。じゃあ、自分たちがこう力を合わせて、ちょっとこうなんかみんなでアニソンらしいアニソンを自分たちは作っていきますよっていうなんかグループを作ろうっていうことになったんです。
So we actually Jam Project was started back in 2000. That's when we first got together as a group, and I have to say back then this was right around the period where anime opening songs and ending songs were not songs that were specifically made as opening or ending songs. It was just around the period that it started becoming really popular to take established J-pop artists who were popular at the time and ask them to sing a song or use a song that had hit and get the rights for it for the anime. So those of us, of course, had already had careers doing specific anime songs, and we started to see the possibility that that genre would start shrinking and possibly even disappear, and we're like, oh, we can't let that happen. So we decided to kind of join forces and create a powerhouse and kind of really churn out anime song-like anime songs and to make sure that the genre would continue to flourish.
Thank you. In 2010, you guys making a reunion with all the members of the Jam Project, the best. They have planned to make this again?
そうですね、今14年なんで、例えばまだ分かりませんが15年とか、20周年のそういう、まあ、アニバーサリーに、水木さんとか坂本龍一や、松本梨香と何かやる可能性はすごくあると思います。
So definitely we're at year 14 of Jam Project. So I meanThere's nothing set in stone yet, but like, it would be nice to do something like for another anniversary, whether it be the 15th or 20th, where we could get together with Mizuki-san and Sakamoto-san, Matsumoto-san. Yeah, that would be great if we could do that. We'd love to.
Can you tell us the story how you guys helped bring the Anisama Summer Live series concerts?
Ah!じゃあ僕行っちゃうか。
始まったきっかけですか。
そうだよね。アニメのサマーライブのことです
。はい。当時、あるいは2005年なんですけれども、日本の中でその大きいあのアニメソングだけのそのアーティストのフェスっていうんですかが多分なかったと思うんですけど、まあ、そういうのをやりたいっていうことと。あとレコードメーカーさん、がこういろんなメーカーさんがこう集まって、そこのアーティストが集まって、やるような形の、まあ、イベントとかフェスもなかったので、まあ、ジャムでも、まあ、兄さんとかもよく影山さんがよくおっしゃってるように、このアニメソングっていうのはこう、まあ、世界でもこう日本のアニソンは愛されてますし、なんかこう日本からこう、まあ、日本の中もつないで人と人をこうつないで、日本と世界もつないで、なんかそういうことがこうそういう架け橋に、なるんじゃないかっていう、まあ、そういうイベントを、まあ、やりたいなっていうことが大きな理由の一つ で、まあ、そういうテーマをもとに、そうです、なかなか最初 難しかったんですが、いろんな方協力してくださる方が集まって、まあ、始まりました。はい。
So at the time, it was happened back in 2005 in Japan. There was really no similar type of event or phenomenon where those of us who work on anime songs gathered together to share our music and not just share music among ourselves, but with the fans. And so part of it was that we wanted to do it because it hadn't existed. And also, we also wanted to make almost like an industry type of event too, where all these record labels and record production companies could get together and have kind of like an industry festival in addition to something that would be enjoyed by the fans. And as Kageyama-san says, that you know, anime songs, even though they're made for Japanese animation, are loved by fans worldwide and enjoyed by fans worldwide. And we felt this would be a great event to connect people not only within Japan, but between Japan and across the world, and between different people in different areas of the world, and kind of almost be like a bridge that links everyone in the world. And so that was definitely the theme that we kind of went with. Now, granted, it was very difficult to get put together, especially in the very beginning, but we were very fortunate to be able to gather a number of individuals who all had the same vision and were able to kind of pull in resources to actually make it happen in the end.
So just curious, is there like something particularly interesting you guys experienced here in Boston? I mean, I know you guys went to America a lot, but there's something particularly in Boston that you guys found interesting at all?
え？ どこも行ってないもんなんだ。スーパーだけ。
とかアニメポストンが、アニメポストンとしてはなんか特別になんか。
いや、すごい人だなと思いますね。
We were actually surprised at the number of people that came this weekend.
はい。すごくね、ここの建物なんか広いじゃないですか。もう、例えば食事行くときとかね、もうコスプレイヤーの数がすごいことにすごく感動しましたね。
Well, I have to say, you know, this convention center is pretty huge and of course it's attached to the mall and everything, and whenever we would go out to eat, what really impressed me was the sheer number of cosplayers we would run into or that we just see on our way out. That was totally amazing.
あとなんか、みんなこうすごい流行ってる流行ってないに関わらず、自分の愛してるコスプレとかもあれだよね。
多いですね。
なんか僕ね、友達スペインにいるんですけど、よくメールとかくれて、今今年のイベントだと進撃の巨人ばっかりだったよとかってヨーロッパの友達とかに言うんだけど、なんかボストンはすごくもっと自分たちの好きなものを、すごく大事にしてる感じがします。こう、はい。
And I have to say also that another thing that impressed me about the cosplayers in particular is that they expressed their personal preference and it didn't have anything to do necessarily with what's currently popular or what's not popular. For example, I actually have a friend in Spain who emails me a lot and he'd be like, oh, this year's event, it was all Attack on Titan cosplayers. So Attack on Titan was really big. And, you know, other friends of mine in Europe also say the same thing. But here, I mean, we saw such a diversity of shows and characters represented. That was kind of impressive, too.
AKB48, right?
Oh.
What are your feelings about if they made an anime about you as a group? And if not you, who would you cast as Ziggy for your anime role? And if such a project exists, would you say your own opening and ending?
まず、そういう企画はないと思います。
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think there is such a project in the works right now.
で、声優誰が合うかな？
じゃあ自分の好み、
じゃあ自分の声を当ててほしい声優の名前を言ってください。
まだ自分自身でも OK です。
誰も。自分だったらやっぱり自分か広川太一郎ですよね。なんてね。
Well, I guess for me, I would say I'd either want to voice myself or
いない死んでるよ。
太一郎稲川 do my voice.
僕はやっぱ自分でもやってみたいなと思うんですけど、まあやっていただくとしたら、うん、あの杉田君とかあの宮野守君とかですねちょっと男前な声の人にちょっとやってもらえたら嬉しいかなと思います。
冒涜だよ
宮野守君
So I would say I still think I want to challenge myself to do the role myself, but otherwise it would be either Sita-san or Mamoru Miyano-san.
私もう多分絶対無理ですけど水木奈々ちゃん。
I'm sure it would never happen.
僕ですか。
声優ですか。声優ですから。
いやいやいや。
Well, but you already have voice roles. You are a seiyuu.
僕は自分でやります。
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So I guess I should do it myself. Yeah.
先生ですか。
そうですね。やっぱりあのすごく。有名な声優さんにやってもらいたいなと。どうせやってもらえるんだ、うん、だからあの影山博之
二役じゃねえかよ。
二役や。
二役じゃねえ。
オープニングテーマはやっぱり水木奈々ちゃんに歌って
ほしい。二役
So, you know, I guess I would say if you can get the talented, you know, the most talented voice actors that feel like wanted. Like, you know, like Hironobu Kageyama, meaning him. Or, but, you know, I still would like Nana Mizuki to sing the opening song, I think.
So this is a question for Yoshiki Yama.
Hi.
So you've performed one of my all-time favorite endings in anime, Work Guy from Kamen no Maid Guy. So working alongside Miyano Hitomi on the song, how did the two of you work on capturing both the spirit of the series and specifically Kogurashi, and while at the same time create a song that stands alone by itself as just an amazing rock song altogether?
まあはちゃめちゃなアニメだったので、三重野の作詞に関して言えば多分限界までやばい言葉を詰め込んだんだと思います。
Well, knowing the type of anime it was, I mean, the way, and knowing how the spirit of the creator was, we wanted to jam in as many cuss words as we could.
で曲は僕が何曲か作ったんですけれども全然納得がいかなかったのでライブのリハーサル中に僕のバンドのメンバーに頼んで、セッションで曲を作りました。だから、A メロが僕で、サビというか、まあ、コーラスの部分がベースの人で、間奏と前奏はキーボードの人がっていう感じで、みんなで作りました。そしたらあんなにアニメっぽくない本当のストレートなロックになりました。
So actually in terms of the song itself I actually come up with a couple different renditions but I wasn't really satisfied with any of them. So it was actually during a rehearsal for a concert where I asked a fellow band member, hey, can you guys help me with this?And we actually collaborated all together in coming up with the song in a session. I did the A line, and then the bass came up with the chorus, the keyboardist came up with kind of like the interlude and so forth. And that's, I think, how it ended up with a not anime song like anime song.
I just wanted to let you know that almost became the theme song to my podcast show, but I was outvoted by the other members.
残念だな。
残念だ。ちょっと。That's really sad, man.
あ、でもすごく嬉しいです。ありがとう。
I'm really glad you were able to tell me this.
ありがとう。Thank you.
I have a question for Masami Endo.Recently you took part in the anime collaboration song and you worked with Sakuntala of Nightmare to re-record Gal Gadot. What made you decide that song and what made you decide to work with Sakuntala?
ビジュアルロックと言われているジャンルが日本だけじゃなく今世界でもすごく注目を浴びていて日本でもすごく盛り上がっているんですがナイトメアのサキト君というのは僕はお会いしたことなかったんですが同じ出身地宮城県出身ということで多分そういうつながりで コラボレーションは成立したんだと思いますが、僕は ビジュアルとはこう正反対の場所にいるんですが、一緒にやれてとても自分の中で嬉しかったですね。なんかやっぱりこうビジュアルロックの人たちもすごくアニソン好きの人たちがいっぱいいるんだなということがすごく嬉しかったです。それをまた世界の皆さんに知ってもらえたら嬉しいなと思います。
So in terms of how I ended up choosing to work with them, it actually didn't, wasn't necessarily a conscious choice or something I went out of my way to do. It's just that, you know, visual rock is, of course, not just popular in Japan right now, but it's receiving a lot of attention worldwide. And because of that, it's got re-garnered attention in Japan in reverse. So in terms of Sakito-san from Nightmare, we had actually never met before this. But we both come from Miyagi Prefecture, and I think it may have been some sort of, that had something to do with the fact that we were brought together. But of course, I am on kind of extreme opposite end of the musical spectrum from visual rock, but it was a great experience because, you know, there are lots of visual rock people who love anime songs, and it's not a usual, typical experience for me to be able to work with people from that genre either. And then I can also let all the fans know about this too, that, you know, just because you play a certain genre doesn't mean you're restricted to that genre.
Over your 14 years, you mentioned that you've had some pretty interesting things appear on the stage, including the pineapple from last night. So I kind of have to ask this, what would be the most interesting or unusual thing that happened to you while you've been touring together?
But 14 years of touring, there are a lot.
God, man, I mean, 14 years, that's a lot of funny episodes to...
なんかある?着替えはにある
の?そうそう、今回はね。
最近はね。
あら、そうですね。
エキサイティングなやつ
だから、まあ、それは骨折ったやつでしょ。
ああ、
それはもう、
アンコールの時にね、日本なんですけど、福山雄輝が、走って出てきたんですけど、行き過ぎて、反対側のステージの反対に置いてあるテーブルか何かに突っ込んじゃって、骨折しました
。So actually, one memorable incident is that this happened in Japan during an encore. But Mr. Fukuyama over there, he came back out on stage so enthusiastically, he just ran right across the stage and ran into a table on the other side of the stage and broke a bone.
で、コッパみじんです。最後のスキルっていう曲の直前だったんですけれども、ツアーの最終日だったので、影山さんの話がすんごい長かった。で、だんだん痛くなってきて、僕はスキルの前にスタッフに救急車呼んどいてって言ったんですけれどもまたって冗談だとその間にこういうふうに痛くなって、スキルが終わったら救急車で運ばれましたけれども、その時の映像が、カラオケの映像になっているので、みんな僕がこうやって怖い顔して歌ってるのがカラオケでよく見れると思います。
そうなんだ、
はい。
So, and anyway, the particular interesting part of it was right before we performed Skill. And it was the last day of that particular tour. So Mr. Kageyama's speech was like, went on for ages. And at first, I was still working off the adrenaline of the concert. And then slowly the adrenaline started wearing off and I started feeling pain. And then more pain, then more pain. So before we actually went out to perform the piece, I was like, can you call me an ambulance? And they're like, please, Fukuyama. Because they thought I was joking, because, you know, I get around. And I was like, no, it's no joke. And so they did, actually, after the performance, I actually did go to the hospital in an ambulance. But that footage apparently has ended up in for karaoke songs. So you can actually go sing karaoke and see me singing with a very serious expression on my face.
Check it out. Check it out. I can't
fly. I can't fly.
So, Japanese is so popular in North America. Has plan for another tour in North America?
そうだよね。今年もね、まあ、 またブラジルとか来てほしいなって言われてたんですけど、みんな今年日本で自分たちが所属しているランティスっていうレコード会社の、大きなフェスティバルが、日本で、4つぐらいの都市で開かれるんですよ。でそれとその被っちゃったりしたので、ちょっと今年は無理だとは思いますが、また必ず行くと思います。
So actually we were almost going to be able to perform this year because we actually had offers from Brazil. But unfortunately the dates overlapped with some big festival that our record company Lantis is putting on in Japan in four different cities. So it just couldn't be worked out. But I'm pretty sure that we'll be back someday in Latin America.
How do you balance your time between working for Jam Project and doing your solo work?
時間ですか？
時間割り。
まあ、いっぺん来るってことはそんなないと思いますね。そのね、
はい。
そうですね、私結構あります。
あ、そうそうそう。
かぶるとき、もしかぶったときは、まあ、私は女なので、みんなとちょっと歌のなんか歌っている、なんですかね、
世界、
なんかこう音楽サウンドのちょっと作り方タイプがね違うので、いいんですけど、ジャムはもうジャム、実はジャムで歌うようなこう熱い男らしい曲作りは私とても苦手で、大体こうジャムプロジェクトの曲で私がデモ作りというか曲作りを参加するときは、大体こうバラードスロー曲とかミディアムの曲が多いんですけど、でそれをやって煮詰まったり、こうちょっとあできない、いいのができないなと思った時に、自分のソロの方の曲をちょっと気分を転換に間に入れて、でまたあこっちが飽きちゃったと思ったらジャムの曲をやったり、私はそうやってやってます。
すごいな。
Well, you know, it's not often that we get like a ton of offers all at the same time. We kind of are able to space it out pretty well between our solo and jam projects. And then Okui-san jumps in and says, "Oh, hold on, guys. I get a lot of simultaneous offers for work, and there's often a time when the projects overlap. And of course, maybe perhaps because I am a woman, you know, the type of songs that I sing and I create." Are slightly different mood and flavor than those of the guys next to me. And if you've noticed, like, even among Jam Project, the songs that I've created just for Jam Project, they tend to be the ballads and kind of the medium-paced songs, rather than these rip-roaring, you know, male hormone, you know, testosterone-driven rock songs. So what's interesting is that a lot of times, you know, if I'm writing something for my solo work and I get songwriter's block, it's kind of a cool switch to then work on something for Jam Project. And again, see, the reverse is true. If I get stuck on something I'm working for Jam Project, I can go back to my solo stuff and create something different. So it provides a nice smooth change for me.
Just a bit curious, but considering how, like, I guess in a sense, like, when I hear most, like, Jam Project songs, it's a bit upbeat. But then when you hear something like Otto, which is very dark, I'm wondering how you guys exactly, like, transition from such, like, a I guess like a very kind of happy mellow, happy like kind of beat, but also in a sense something very dark. Is there some sort of like process you guys went through for Garo specifically?
そうですね。特にガロは監督がすごくまあ個性的で、しかもダークな雰囲気をすごく愛してる人なんですよね。だからこう曲を作るときから、まあ、みんな、まあ、ギターとかキーボードで作るんですけど、すごくもうダークな
うまいな
はい、もう最初からダークを目指して作ってます。
Yes, I mean, as you have already observed, Garo is probably unique, but that's because of the original director had he himself is quite a personality, a character. He himself is a very kind of dark person, and so when we started composing, we actually started with the instrumentals before we even did the vocals, we kind of purposely kept that in mind and purposely strove to create a dark song.
What are your thoughts about the Niho idol group, like groups like AKB48, Sphere, Musume? Trend has that has been running spread to all day.
Hey, I like the stuff.
どう？
あのアイドルとこの間日本でアニソンとアイドルのイベントを
よく一緒になるよね。
はい、なんかやらせてもらったんですけど、なんかすごく似てるところがあるなというか、なんかすごくやってみて自分らで気づいたというか、あの一緒にコラボしたり
もかもしれないですね。
なんかそれがあの外国の方もそういう日本のアイドルも音楽を好きだとしてくれるので、なんかすごく共通点があるのかなというのをすごく思います。
Well, actually, recently in Japan, we had quite a few opportunities, kind of like at anime song, any song live events and stuff, where we've actually performed together or collaborated with idol groups or idol singers. And I feel like somewhere deep inside, we're all similar in that, you know, our music is loved and recognized across the world. Their music is loved and recognized across the world. And so I think I came to realize that we actually do share things in common. We're not as different as our visual appearance or acoustic difference might seem.
So this is a question I always ask musicians I get to interview. And it's a little bit of a tough question, but they manage to always get through it. If you guys ever wind up getting stuck on a deserted island, which three albums would you like to have with you to listen to keep yourself sane until your imminent rescue?
Their
why? Usually I would say outside of their own music.
Wow! Oh my god!
じゃあ、サクちゃんからいっか。
え？
はい。
三枚。
え、三枚でしょ？
三枚。
Just three?
Just three?
まず1個目は、1つ目はビートルズのラバーソウル。ラバーソウル。から2つ目が、クイーンのクイーンセカンド。クイーンセカンド。3番目は、3番目はね、なんだろうな。
聞いてるやつ。
サイモン&ガーファンク。
サイモン&ガーファンク。
ブリッジオーバートラブルドウォーター。
ブリッジオーバートラブルドウォーター。
考えてる、考えてる。全く、全く出ないな。3枚。ちょっと待ってください。ああ、ノー。ビーチボーイズ、ペットサウンズ。ビーチボーイズ、ペットサウンズ。
ビーチボーイズ。
こう来たね。
ひろちくん、
あら、俺、ちょっと
考え中。
まっつって全く出ない。
考えてる。
すみません。
非常に難しいですね。私あの結構自分の CD とかソロのあとまあジャムとかすごい作ったものが好きでよく聞くので、でそれはなぜかというと、あのーなんか自分自身あの結構しょぼい、あしょぼいなんて言えばいいの、ちょっとネガティブな部分があって、あの自分自身にこうあの自分自身をこう背中を押すような曲を歌詞を書いたりするんですね。なんで普段元気がない時はあこの時思ったこの曲を聴こうみたいにチョイスすることがあるので、まあ、できたらちょっと自分のアルバムも1枚入れたいんですけど、
無人島で、
あとあのクラシックのアルバム1枚と、あとはそうですね、このジャムプロジェクトの中の誰かのソロアルバム1枚持ってきます。
Actually, I listen to a lot of my own music a lot, whether it's my solo music or a jam album, and the reason why is that I kind of sometimes tend to be a little pessimistic, a little hard on myself. And so I tend to write songs to push myself and inspire myself. So sometimes when I kind of get in a down mood, I'm like, oh, let's listen to a song and try to remember what, to get myself back in the right frame of mind and to push myself and get myself over that like flute time. So I would really like to include one of my own albums, and then probably a classical music album, and then the third one would be probably one of these other guys' solo albums.
Dare?
Who?
Dare? Who? 誰か決まった？
あ、分かった。リアルだ。
リアル？
ないんかい。
俺は誰だろうな。僕は
何
か、どうしようかな。
ポポンって、
本当はね、僕も他のメンバーの方のアルバムを持っていきたいんですが、4人なんだ。
そうよね、そうだ、
ちょっと喧嘩するんで、ちょっと僕はやっぱりリアルはまあいらないです
よ。おい、
エアロスミスが好きなんで、何のアルバムというとすごく困るので、ベストを買ってきますかね。やっぱベストアルバムを。
ベストがいい。
ベスト、
ベストがいいよ。だって ベスト
あと
絶対ベストですよ。
あと何ですかね。あと最近聴いてる好きなニッケルバックのアルバムとか、あとイーグルスも好きなので、イーグルスベスト。
ベストですよね。絶対ベストだよ。
I prefer to bring my other band members' albums, but you know, there's four of them, and you said three, yeah. So they're gonna end up fighting amongst themselves if I leave one of them out. So, all right, so I have to come up with something else. Well, of course, I love Aerosmith. So, which album? Best of. And then Nickelback, and then the Eagles, also best of.
僕は、今思い浮かべて、すごくもう子供の頃から何度も聴いたアルバムをちょっと思い浮かべたんですけど、一つは、バッドカンパニーっていうバンドのファーストアルバムで、あとは、昔ロッド・シュワートがすごく好きだったんですけど、アトランティック・クロッシングっていうアルバムを、その当時レコードが擦り切れるぐらい聴いたんで、その2枚がすごく思い浮かべて、あとは最近家で結構くつろぐときに、イギリスの女性シンガーでアデルっていう、女性シンガーのすごく好きで聴いてるんで、その3つにします。
So, you know, I was thinking about it, like, what were the albums that really inspired me and what I've been listening to since I was a kid. So the first one would probably be Bad Company, their first albumAnd then Roadshow, in particular Atlantic Crossing. I almost wore the grooves off the LP. And then finally, right now, what I listen to a lot, or the person I listen to a lot when I'm trying to relax at home, is Adele. So I'd probably choose one of her albums.
Oh, really? まずキッス、これまずはこれのベスト、そして2枚目にやっぱ無人島ということで、ちょっと気分も明るくいきたいかなっていうので、まあ AKB のベストで、3枚目はあの皆さんがもういらないって言った僕のソロアルバムのリアルを、
あれだ、
自分がいらない。
SoFirst is Kiss, best of. And then since it is a deserted island, and it'd be kind of cool to go to a deserted island, it'd be AKB album, best of. And then the last one, because everyone else said they don't want it, is my solo album, Real.
はい、落ちたところで。
いいね。
はい。
落ち。
残念ながらもう時間切れです。
あ、ごめん。
Last question.
So we'll do one last message from the from them to the viewers,
readers.
Okay. 日本の、アニメやアニソンを好きでいてくれてすごく嬉しいです。これからも、みんなが世界中のみんなが、楽しんでくれるような、僕たちの歌を一生懸命作って届けたいと思うので、応援してください。
So I'm really happy to learn how many of y'all enjoy anime songs, and so I as an artist and with my fellow band members would love to keep making songs that will inspire y'all, and so please keep supporting us. Thank you.
僕はアニメポストに来て、本当にめちゃくちゃ楽しかったです。で、一番感動したのはやっぱり、スタッフの人もそうなんですけど、アメリカのファンのみんながすごく ハッピーで、僕らにとってすごく優しかったことに感動しました。あのなんか、一つのそのアニメやアニメのカルチャーを、挟んでこうなんかアメリカと日本が、すごくなんかこう、仲良くできていることが、本当に素晴らしいことなんだなと改めて思いました。あのこれからも、まあジャンプロジェクトを頑張っていくのでぜひあのなんか、応援してほしいなと思います。
So I have to say, having come to Anime Boston, we had a blast. I had a blast. It was lots of fun. But what particularly impressed me is that everyone, the staff, the fans, they're all really upbeat and excited and kind to us. And so it really made me re-reflect on the fact that through anime and anime culture, perhaps U.S. and Japan can become even closer as two nations, as two peoples, and it's a wonderful thing. So I really hope that we as Jam Project can keep working hard to work on bridging cultures and bridging people and creating one big happy world.
今回アニメボストン私初めてだったんですけども同じですけどもとても楽しかったのでまたぜひ来たいです。でボストンをはじめ他のアメリカの街であったり、アメリカ以外の国、にも行けるようにまた頑張りますので応援よろしくお願いします。で他にもジャムプロジェクトはじめ他にもたくさん の素敵なアニソンを歌ってるアーティストや、声優さん、まだまだ日本にたくさんいるので、みんなが一人でもたくさん世界に歌いに来れる歌いに来たりこういろいろトークとかしに来れるようによろしくお願いします。
It's actually also our first time in Anime Boston and Mr. Kageyama already mentioned, but we had a great time. But we'd love to visit other towns, other cities. We hope that US fans contact us, let us know where else you'd like to see us. And we'd love to visit and come perform. But I also want you all to know that there's a whole lot of other anime song creators, artists, and talented folk in Japan who would, I'm sure, love to come and perform in America and other places. So please, please come learn more about us and our colleagues and hope to bring more of us over to the United States. Thank you.
はい、僕も皆さんと同じように日本のアニメーションがすごく好きな一人で、結構いろいろアニメを見ております。で見ててすごく歌の方も当然そのアニメもすごくレベルが上がってるというか面白くなってきて本当にいろいろな作品が出てきてます。なので、これからもですねライブとか曲作り歌作りもそうなんですけど、日本のアニメーションその全てアニメ周りがですねこうやって、躍進していく躍進っていうのかな、盛り上がっていくのが、すごく、楽しみなので皆さんもそちらを、楽しみにしていてください。はい。
So I, as many of my fellow band members are as well, love anime. I watch lots of anime, we watch lots of anime. And I have to say that I'm really proud to see that both the animation itself and anime songs have really grown involved and gained strength in both talent and there's so much out there now. But whether it comes to performing concerts or composing music, I'm excited about the direction in which the anime industry is expanding. And so I really look forward to seeing you all again and also to see how the industry continues to shift.
はい、10年ぐらい前に僕らが、外国に行き出してそれで外国で歌を歌い始めた頃は、まさか地球の裏側で僕らの歌を歌っている人たちがこんなにいるなんてことを、初めは信じられなかったんですけれどもこうやってそれから10年外国で歌っているうちにあもうもともと国境なんかそういう文化に文化のことに関して言ったら国境なんてなかったんだなって、思いました。だからもう世界中の人たちと、もっともっと文化を交流して仲良くなりたいなと今思っています。
So you know, we started out more than 10 years ago, but, and then we started going abroad and performing abroad about 10 years ago. But at that time, I had no idea that there were people on the other side of the globe that were singing our songs, that knew our songs. And, you know, now after the 10 plus years, I really come to understand that, you know, the word border is just a word. Borders don't actually physically exist. And so I really hope that we can continue to work and perform worldwide to break down these borders and continue the cultural exchange. And I really hope to be a part of it. Thank you. 僕たちはこの時代を生きる